Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Really, really well summed up by Mike Quick, as the simplicity of it was dead on. And of course, the enthusiasm and energy of Merrill was awesome. It's exactly what I put on Twitter. What a throw, what a catch. I mean, it's what I think we were all thinking. By the way, as great as the catch was, I think the throw was even better. I mean, it doesn't much matter, but they were both amazing. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, Eagles get the win, obviously in front of a couple thousand fans last night in the stadium. And
the window for that throw, while on the move, there was no margin for error, and it was the perfect throw.
Perfect pass.
At the most important moment of the game.
Unbelievable.
So this guy, I remember once upon a time, people said, quote, Carson Wentz doesn't have the clutch gene.
I do remember that. You're right.
Throw that out.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's a good point. All right, 215-592-9494. One thing before we go to the phones, just certainly want to send out well wishes from us to the King, Howard Eskin, who I'm sure many of you saw tested positive for COVID-19. Obviously, I would never discuss this on the air unless Howard had disclosed it himself, which he did yesterday on social media, writing the following. He said, I have an exclusive. I will not be joking around there in the beginning. He says, I will not be doing sideline reports on tonight's Eagles broadcast because I've tested positive for COVID-19. I'm doing great, feeling mild symptoms, and looking forward to getting better so I can rejoin the broadcast. It's a good time to remind everyone to practice social distancing and really important to wear a mask. So we certainly want to send our very best to the King, who, you know, we care a lot about. And I was texting with him last night, and, you know, he was in good spirits. So just wanted to pass that along and let everyone know we're certainly thinking of the King. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. What a win by the Eagles. Wacky on the way to get there. And we kick it off today with Will in Westchester. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, happy Victory Friday to you.
How about it,
man? Thank you, Will.
So I have mixed feelings about the game, similar to you guys.
Yeah.
I just want to introduce two talking points that I'm sure will be, you know, common themes throughout the show. The first, obviously, being Carson. You know, his volatility throughout the game. The one example that I think of, or two, I guess, is on one play early on in the first half, he's getting a blitz from the right side, and he does a pump fake into, like, a backside slip out. It was beautiful. It's similar to that 2017 game against Chicago, just a play that, like, exemplifies Carson's, you know, slipperiness. And then a quarter later, maybe three drives later, he's rolling out to the right and he throws a dart across his body. Like, the number one thing that you do not do as a quarterback, Richie, correct me if I'm wrong, like, you're taught that day one stuff.
Yeah.
As a quarterback, you never throw across your body.
And that was also, and Will, that was also the same play when he went probably close to 20 yards backwards before even then coming back upfield. I mean, it was like a high school quarterback learning how to play quarterback bad play.
It's crazy. It tears me apart because you love to see some of the stuff he can do when he makes that magic happen, but he needs an 8-hour seminar on when to throw the ball away and just cut your losses.
Yeah.
The other thing I think is Doug Peterson, and Seth Joyner said it best in the postgame show. He said, Doug Peterson has lost his way. And these designed quarterback runs inside the 5-yard line, I just think they clearly aren't working. The QB sneak on 3rd and 1 on the first drive, everyone in the building knew that was going to be a QB sneak. There's just no diversity. It's all, you know, the same stuff we see from Doug over and over again.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we really – the lack of an offensive coordinator is really starting to show itself.
Yeah.
And it's something that I think we need to address, or, you know, something needs to be done about it.
All All right, Will. We got you. Appreciate the
call. Well, it's interesting. It's interesting that you say that. I mean, I agree with it completely. Doug has been asked about relinquishing play calling duties. You know, is it too much? I believe it is. He has said it hasn't even been a consideration for him. We went out and this past offseason, after we decided to not hire any of the offensive coordinators that we were talking to, we said on this show, well, Doug's going to sink or swim now. This is, you know, do or die time for Doug Peterson. We will find out a lot about him as a coach. And I think we are learning this isn't good enough. We do need help. At this point of the season, though,
no one's walking.
It's unheard of that someone would come in and you know, become the offensive coordinator.
I honestly think
we are what we are now.
I think it's an overrated concept, not having an offensive coordinator. I really do, John. I mean, okay, then Scangarello's got it, or Press Taylor. I mean, they got a lot of coaches. They all do stuff.
Well,
they don't have a designated coordinator.
This staff, the way it's constructed, the way they're working together, it's not building a good enough game plan with regularity.
Well, they're trying to work around the parts they have and what they don't
have. And that clouds the issue.
It does cloud the issue. I mean, they're obviously running Carson as much as they are because they don't trust the basic players to just beat the opponent, right? I mean, they just don't trust them. So they say, okay, we got to lean on Carson's mobility more, which to a large extent I think is good, but it is also going to get him
killed.
It's
what we've been asking for.
He can't do this for nine more games
and stay
healthy. It
doesn't feel sustainable.
It doesn't. I mean, he's going to get killed, John.
Right.
I mean, he's taking
hits. But they're aware.
They are aware. I mean, they're not dummies. They see the film and they know he gets rocked.
Yeah.
And listen, that guy's got a lot of guts, man. And if I'm his agent, I am extremely concerned. But the reality is, to his credit, he's willing to lay his body on the line. It gives the Eagles a better chance to win. And the Eagles are kind of sacrificing, like, they're not thinking about 2030 anymore. They're just thinking about, we got to win this week's game, and Carson, go out there and do anything it takes. And it is a dangerous way to play pro football quarterback. Dangerous.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike, Mad Mike and King of Prussia. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing all right, Mike.
Got to win, Mike.
Feeling kind of good.
So here's my thing, and I'll put this out here, and I'm sure people are going to be like, this guy is super negative. But what does this win do for the future of this team? All about instant gratification, but I'm looking at it like, if they had lost to that game to the Giants, right, and they continue, because I feel like they're going to win against Dallas, they're probably going to win again, maybe again against the Giants, and we're going to get this false reality of what this team is. The front office is going to think we're better than we are. There was already reports that Howie wanted to be a buyer this year at free agents at the trade deadline. And I worry that this team has no vision for the future. And John, even to go even more like granular, Brandon Graham having his statistically best season, does that help the Eagles in any way? Standpoint, he's close to being to the end of this contract. He wasn't even going to be offered this contract because there were reports he was going to probably part ways with the franchise. But the Eagles couldn't find a defensive end to replace him, and they offered him a $40 million deal. And now they're so loyal, and they always bring people back. Now they're probably going to overpay a defensive end who's aging when he gets there. There's just no vision. There's no future. I don't feel good about the direction of this team in any way, shape, or form. And the fact that you have a quarterback that has enough skill to bring you back from the brink against bad teams just makes you not realize what you actually have.
Mike, listen, you lay a lot of points out there that are pretty well stated, man. We appreciate the call. I mean, that's the conundrum I think a lot of people feel. I thought a lot last night after the game, John, about Mike Schmidt. Why? Because about 40 years ago, Schmitty very famously said, Philadelphia, the thrill of victory and the agony of reading about it the next day. Now, the newspaper in many ways has been supplanted, and the newspaper is still a big part of society, but in many ways has been supplanted as the main go-to to talk radio, sports talk radio. Here we are in television, right? And the reality is that I knew those kind of calls right there, Jen. I knew that kind of call was going to come today. I didn't know it was going to be the second call. But I know a lot of people feel it. And so, again, that's where it's like the conflict that I think so many of us went to bed with last night and woke up with this morning. Like, I don't see it any more clear now than I did when I went to bed last night. It's all still the same. They won. It was thrilling at the end. They beat a bad team. Eagles played really bad for large stretches of the game. I'm thrilled they won. I mean, you know.
But I don't think anyone has the misconception that we are suddenly a good team.
I think his concern
after the
is
win last
I,
night.
No, clearly not. But I think his concern is, what if they win a few more of these type and they actually get to 7-8-1, claim the division, because it's 7-8-1, they would win the division. And then, like, if he wants Doug and Howie gone, or if he wants Carson gone, depending on how it all goes, you know, does he not get his wish as a fan based on, you know, they get to 7-8-1? I mean, that's his worry, right? That's what he's basically insinuating.
Right.
That it gives a false sense of security.
Well, I don't feel a false sense of security after last night. Like, I mean, I guess you don't know if you're feeling
it's all Jeffrey Lurie. It's all in Lurie's brain. And here's
the deal. Does Jeffrey think that's good enough? We know that he focuses hard on the offensive side of the football. Does he think the offense looked good last night? I doubt that.
I doubt it too.
And in terms of the Brandon Graham contract, the way that it's set up, from what I remember, the 2022-2023 year is automatically void. We have him essentially for one more year. Like, I'm okay with that right now, watching the way that he's playing, watching the way that he's leading this group. He's our best, you know, best threat to get to a quarterback, assuming, you know, he stays healthy.
Has
we know he,
been...
he keeps himself in great shape, and he's been been good. I mean, it works okay.
All right, let's go to Jim in Havertown. What's going on, Jim?
Brandon Graham, let me reiterate that. More props to you, brother. I always thought you were a little overrated myself, but you did great in the what's the name? Super Bowl, didn't forget that. And that strip sack last night just showed you what being a heads up, what's the name? Football player, John, I know you'll agree with me with that. You don't want to just tackle a guy when you got two freaking stride, hit him when he comes up to pop him. You strip the ball. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yep.
See what you did, man? What's the name last night? Jim March? Oh, it shouldn't be March. Schwartz? Yeah. March was a genius for where, wasn't he? Wasn't he? The
Rams,
turf show?
The Rams. Yeah.
Anyway,
turf show. Yeah. Look at you flipping,
the greatest show on turf. I know what the hell I'm saying, brother. What's the name? Let me get to this. Did you see how it worked?
Did we see what?
Bad team, but it worked. It blitzes work.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of people telling me, good quarterbacks are going to beat a blitz. Oh, yeah? What's Aaron Rodgers doing against the blitz this year? What's he doing against pressure this year? Is he getting crushed by pressure? If the only way to beat Tom Brady is with pressure, I'm so tired of idiots telling me pressure doesn't work. But, hey, I'm sorry, guys.
No, I mean, you look, it works, but it also can bite you. I mean,
Joe, nothing's 100%. Give me something that's 100% in sports.
Here's the thing: we are not very good.
Yes,
we've shown now on offense that this staff is willing to take chances and risk Carson's health and, you know, livelihood to win.
Right.
Let's do the same thing on the defensive
side
of the ball.
When you said that, I knew where you were going. You're not very good. You better come up with something amazing.
Yeah.
Me and James mentioned, how in the world is it possible when I was 13 years old?
Jim, your phone's just – yeah, it's done. Yeah, the phone's done. That's too bad. Something about him being 13. Well, you know what? It's one of those things in life we're always just going to have to wonder about. What would Jim have said next? Who knows? But we love Jim. Let's go to Keith and Ben Salem. Hey, Keith.
I would like to talk about Wentz, and I think we just have to realize that he's a good quarterback when he's off script.
Well, that's a good way to put it. He's at his best when he's off script. He also gets a little nutso when he's off script, but it seems to be the only way he can play, basically.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing is, when he's off script and he's doing those things, he can do some incredible things.
Yes,
I mean, he's
yes,
elusive and he's not a running quarterback, but he's so much fun to watch when he's good. God, is he fun to watch when he's good.
That's well said.
And it's
tough you're
to
right.
watch when he's bad.
Yep.
But the other point is, I don't want their defense. I mean, I remember in the old days, if you turned the ball over at your own 20-yard line, it would hold them to a field goal maybe. That's a touchdown every time now. And it's just a whole different team. I'm not excited about this season at all, but it's just a whole different team. It's a shame. It's bad draft.
Yeah.
So much goes into it. It's just such a shame because this is such a bad division. And if we just would have drafted a little better and made some better moves, we could be running over this division, and it would be so enjoyable. It would be like when Andy Reid was taking us to all those NFC titles.
I'll tell you what, that's true. An average team would go 6-0 in this division. Average. Mm-hmm. And Keith, appreciate the call. James, are the callers too negative out of the gate so far?
Absolutely. I mean, the Eagles won. Look, we all know they're not a good football team, but they found a way to win a game last night that they absolutely had to win. And I thought Wentz was brilliant for the most part. I know he has some missed throws. I know that he holds on to the ball too long. But, like, to do what he did with that group of guys out there, with that offensive line, like, I thought it was miraculous that he was able to do what he did. I thought the gutsiness, that, I mean, that dude's a warrior.
Oh, there's no doubt.
He is so tough.
There's
like,
no doubt.
He's a gamer. Like, you can go to war with Carson Wentz. So, I don't know. I know they're not a good team, but I had fun watching them win.
John, the O-line really did struggle in ways last night that they hadn't for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Other than Jamon Brown, I should say, like the prior week. Meaning, you know, I say it's like the O-line had kind of gotten it together for a couple weeks. Last night was a big step backwards.
And it was the pressure right up the middle that was really hurting the most. And without Jamon Brown being at fault, Leonard Williams was having his way every single play, and we weren't very good. And I'm Lane Johnson. What do you do there? You know, he's now got the knee on top of the ankle issue. We know he's been fighting, and I appreciate the way he's been trying to, you know, gut this out. But at some point, you just have to let him get right.
I think so, too.
Are they there yet? I hope so,
yeah.
But it does hurt us. I mean, expect that sort of look for quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, it stinks.
We got problems.
Well, man. It stinks that the next game's Dallas on that front because, you know, you'd rather he play in that. Listen, a large part of me is just, well, we got to find out what the knee deal is. But, sure, my mindset in part is just, hey, Lane, 2-3 weeks, shut it down, get yourself right, you know, come back for mid-November and be ready to go. And maybe they go that way, maybe they don't. I don't know. I mean, it's something certainly to consider. Let's go to Cordell in West Philadelphia. What's up, Cordell?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hi, Cordell.
Hey, listen, you know me, I'm one of the most positive people when it comes down to my Eagles, all right? But our play selection sucks. You know, I think and our defense, as far as our defense is concerned, we must have the slowest defense in the NFL. Because any time that quarterback who ran just a simple bootleg play can run 80 yards almost score unless he fell on his face, I think is ridiculous. No one could catch that quarterback. I just found that just unbelievable.
Well,
that's
he was
we
so wide open by himself, which I think is the only thing. Well, first off, he actually has some wheels, to be fair. This isn't like Phil Simms back there.
Right.
But, like, he was – I mean, it was like the Red Sea parted. There was literally no one near him.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of explains why he was able to, you know, not be tracked down.
But I'm going to just say this. All right, let's go Eagles. Now we done got us a win. All right, let's try to build on this little bit of momentum. You know me, I'm always in favor of us winning every week. You know what I'm saying?
I know you are, Cordell. I know, man. I know you are.
Yeah, yeah. And matter of fact, you know, we haven't talked since I told you that I think that they should win every week. But we'll talk about that later. But this week against Dallas, we got to win this football game too, because if there's no team in this world that I dislike more than Dallas, I can't figure it out because Dallas sucks.
All right, Cordell, you got it, man. Let's go to Ja'Cory. Ja'Cory, you're on WIP.
Hey, on that run.
Yep.
By Daniel Jones.
Yep.
A bad job by everyone biting on the play fake, you know, the back going left.
Yep.
But Nickell Robey-Coleman.
Dude, I saw it too.
He quit.
I saw it too.
He just, first of all, he got stock blocked by Evan Engram to start. And then Daniel Jones, when he broke into the open, Nickell Robey-Coleman was jogging.
Yeah.
You know, to Jalen Mills' credit, he at least was trying to come from the other side.
Yeah.
I think those guys were surprised. When I saw that Daniel Jones hit 21 point whatever it was, 2-3 or 3-3 miles per hour, that the fastest any quarterback has run on a football field in the NFL this year, I was blown away. I was amazed at that. I think some guys were surprised at how fast he was, but Nickell Robey-Coleman did not make an effort.
I agree. And, you know, I didn't bring that up when the caller was just talking, John, because I don't think Robey-Coleman would have gotten there anyway, but it really looked horrendous.
Yeah.
That he clearly was not even trying close
just
to
just jogging.
He was jogging.
Yeah.
And that guy's been a huge disappointment. I mean, that's just a clear bottom line.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Up ahead, Ray Dittinger this morning with a couple of words that for him sums up what the Eagles did last night. We'll get to that. We'll rock all your calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.